Facing the abomination emerging from the waters, you scream at the dazed prisoners, urging them to flee toward the northern corridor, but their trance-like state makes them unable to grasp the urgency of the situation. They move with frustrating slowness, their empty gazes fixed on the creature without understanding. One of them, an older woman with grey matted hair, lags dangerously behind. Her bare feet slip on the wet floor as she takes a faltering step, her mind clouded and muscles atrophied. Taking advantage of the moment of weakness, a viscous pseudopod suddenly shoots out from the protean mass, wrapping around the unfortunate woman's waist with a nauseating sound of both sucking and tearing. She is pulled inexorably toward the gelatinous creature, her body limp, her sea-green eyes glassy and unfocused. The moment she is enveloped into the bubbling black mass, her eyes regain a tragic clarity, the drugs dissipating in the face of absolute terror and unspeakable agony. She finally understands what is happening to her, but it is too late. She doesn't even have time to scream before the protoplasm engulfs her completely.